Thanks for listening to the podcast today. And in this podcast, we'll discuss the importance of stretching and maintaining flexibility for seniors living at home. Health experts are quick to mention the benefits of maintaining a regular exercise regimen, especially as we age. However, we tend to gloss over the importance of stretching, whether it pairs with our exercise routine or not. Today, we're going to discuss the benefits of stretching and the consequences of not maintaining flexibility as we get older and how that impacts our overall health and function. So, what are the causes of immobility and lack of flexibility in seniors? There are a multitude of causes for immobility in aging adults. There are some things that are preventable and some things that are beyond our control. First, medical conditions such as arthritis, neurological disorders, and generalized weakness brought on by other health issues can lead to decreased walking and overall movement. Other causes of immobility include sedentary lifestyle choices, lack of exercise, lack of stretching, and poor food and liquid intake. Also, if muscles aren't nurtured, then the tissue shortens and atrophies. In some cases, this effect can be reversed if caught early enough. On the other hand, prolonged lack of movement means reduced oxygenation of muscle tissue. And shortening muscles means decreased joint range, which can lead to inflexibility throughout the body and poor posture, making the body more susceptible to pain and injury. So, what are the type of postures or habits seen when seniors don't stretch and maintain flexibility? When seniors are unable to maintain flexibility, physical abnormalities start to surface. Common ones are postural and include a forward neck, kyphotic spine, a flexed torso, and posteriorly tilted pelvis. Lack of stretching can also result in limitations to the limbs, such as not being able to straighten all the way at the knees or not being able to lift the arms above the head. Seniors who have poor posture as a result of inflexibility appear to be more careful when walking or moving about. This makes sense because poor posture negatively impacts sitting and standing balance, and seniors with poor posture are prone to losing their balance more often than their peers with typical postural alignment. So let's talk about the benefits of seniors stretching and maintaining flexibility. Regular stretching provides numerous benefits for seniors besides improving posture. If posture is upright and balanced, then static balance, which is standing in place, and dynamic balance, which refers to walking, will often improve as a result. Stretching increases blood circulation and oxygenation of muscles, which keeps the tissue supple and flexible. Flexible muscle tissue places less tension of ligaments and tendons and welcomes full joint range. Full joint range and healthy muscle contractions also reduce overall joint pain and stiffness. There are simple exercises seniors can do to improve overall flexibility and posture. Start proximal and work towards distal. This means that if you're going to start small, make the neck and spine the priority in your stretching routine. Then move to the shoulders, hips, and limbs. Enhancing spinal flexibility means better posture and less problems with balance because you improve your visual feedback by having your head upright and making the movement of your limbs more efficient because it normalizes the posture of your spine. We would encourage you to start with a 15 to 20 minute stretch routine in the morning, right when you wake up. Rotate the neck in multiple directions, left, right, back, and forward. Avoid too much rolling of the head. Stretch the spine by bringing your arms over your head to the sides. Stretch and twist the upper spine. Bend to touch your toes to stretch and decompress the lower spine, with the support, of course, of a wall or stationary object for balance. We'd encourage you to make stretching an appealing part of your day by taking up fun exercises that could be completed in the comforts of your own home. Examples include yoga, tai chi, Pilates, etc., and modify the activities as needed based upon your needs, medical history, and physical capabilities. Now let's look at why utilizing home physical therapy and occupational therapy for stretching programs while at home is beneficial for seniors. Physical and occupational therapy practitioners know the musculoskeletal system very well and are intimately familiar with the negative consequences of not stretching regularly and maintaining flexibility. If you're a senior who was prescribed physical therapy or occupational therapy intervention for medical or post-operative conditions, you are expected to carry on those exercises at home for the indefinite future. Stretching interventions include passive and active range of motion exercises, where seniors conscientiously and repetitively guide their joints into full range daily to maintain flexibility. Seniors should also make sure that they're following any ranging or weight-bearing precautions prescribed by their doctors, which is commonly seen during the recovery periods after joint replacement surgeries. So, should you watch YouTube videos to perform stretching exercises at home? Absolutely. If you prefer to complete your stretching at home, but have a hard time staying motivated, coming up with exercises, then turn on the computer and find YouTube. Fortunately, we live in a day and age where there are hundreds, if not thousands, of free exercise videos available for seniors to use for stretching. Make sure you peruse several videos before trying one out. Look for the videos that challenge but don't create adverse health effects. Always consult your doctor prior to starting any new exercise regimens, especially if you're living with heart, circulatory, and respiratory conditions. It's also good to follow health professionals on YouTube that work specifically with seniors in helping to restore their functional mobility and maintain flexibility. Now, how often should you exercise to maintain flexibility if you're an aging adult over 65? According to the CDC in 2021, aging adults over the age of 65 should be getting at least 150 minutes of exercise per week, with mixes of aerobic and muscle strengthening activities. Of course, the minutes and types of exercises will vary depending on the person and their medical history. In reality, there is no such thing as too much time spent stretching. The real dangers are if stretching is being done wrong or too harshly on the muscle tissue, which can result in unwanted damage. Stretch every day for at least 15 to 20 minutes, with the efforts in stretching every joint of the body for at least 10 to 30 seconds each. Stretching the joints to the point where it's slightly uncomfortable but not painful. Also, try supplementing stretching with healthy lifestyle practices. In order for stretching to be even more effective, seniors can adopt healthy lifestyle practices such as improved diet and fluid intake. Drink water when you're thirsty and limit sodas, sugary drinks, and caffeinated beverages. Minimize fatty, processed, and sugar-added foods while increasing vegetables, fruits, and protein intake. Keep the muscle tissue healthy by making healthy food and drink choices that are supposed to nourish bodily tissues. And here are some final thoughts on the importance of stretching and maintaining flexibility for seniors. Maintaining flexibility through stretching is vital, but is a severely underutilized practice amongst seniors. Start the healthy habits now. If you're already exercising, pair your regimens with 10 to 15 minutes worth of stretching. If you need new ideas for where to start, talk to your doctor or an exercise therapist. Hop online and make a list of stretching exercise videos. Stretch with friends or loved ones who can keep you honest, and start today to prevent future health problems later on. Thanks for listening to this podcast. And if you'd like to get more great information about senior care, subscribe to this podcast and visit seniorhomecarehq.com. Once again, that's senior, S-E-N-I-O-R, homecarehq.com.